720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line a champion crew chief is there for the iconic careers of both Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt Jr., and now, of course, part of that great team at NASCAR on NBC, the one and only Steve Letarte. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, I always enjoy joining you. It's an exciting weekend to be out in the Midwest. First ever trip up to Road America, and I'm pumped to be here.
What? Okay. All right. Well, first, before we get into the Road America stuff, I got to tell you, I got into covering racing back when it was on TBS, just before the whole NBC and Fox stuff, and racing and motorsports wasn't always easy to see or follow or enjoy on TV. Now, NBC has gone absolutely all in, not only on Cup Series, IndyCar, IMSA, and all that. As an insider who's probably at the table during those meetings, talk about NBC's commitment to motorsports, why they think it resonates with viewers, with fans. NBC is the place to go.
Well, NBC loves covering motorsports, and you know, I think the key is we know there is a wide family of motorsport fan all across the country, and they're devoted and they love it. And our goal was to show the rest of the country what that family of motorsport fan loves in it. We think motorsports is fascinating, and we agree that it's both NASCAR, IndyCar, IMSA. I love my job because I get to do all of the three. I did the Rolex for IMSA. Yeah. I was up in the Indy 500. Yes. Now I get to do my NASCAR half of the season. So as a race fan, and mind you, I made a career in racing, but I'm a race fan through and through. I love auto racing. And I feel blessed to be able to cover the big three.
Yeah, you know that too, is that NBC is growing fans. I'm sure people come up to you on a regular basis and say that maybe they weren't necessarily the biggest racing fans, but then all of a sudden, what, they saw it on NBC, it was right there. And now that they are hooked, and I did see you at the Indy 500. I remember walking by up in the media room, it's like, hey, that's Steve Letarte. What's he doing here? But it's great to know, obviously, NBC has a role in all those. So you talk about Road America. So many families are kind of hitting the road on those family vacations. It really is one of those things that fits in. It's in the middle of kind of a forest, and it's a road course. And so talk a little bit about it. As a crew chief who has led the careers of great drivers to all of those tracks, is NASCAR's relatively new commitment to road courses. I remember the days when, like Boris said, like you just hire some guy to come and do the road course for you. So as a crew chief, when you were at road courses, did you look at it as maybe a situation to kind of get through or to survive? Did you see it as an opportunity? How did you approach places like Road America?
I look at it as an opportunity. You know, I think the road courses bring a unique challenge that are very different than the ovals. And I think that's NASCAR's commitment to bring a sport to the masses. And while we have a very diehard fan base that loves the high-speed ovals, there are just so many great venues across the country that are road courses. And you mentioned it. You know, we're going to see some this year for the first time. The Cup cars are going to go to the Indy road course for the first time. We're going to be at Road America for the first time in 50 years for Cup. We've seen Xfinity there for about a decade, but we now have the biggest stars on some of the most historic tracks. And I think that's the key. You know, what racing needs to be is less about what's important to the series and more about what's important to the fans. And the most important thing to the fans is bring racing where the fans are. And I'm going to tell you, just from my short trip up to Elkhart Lake already, the fans, they're here. It's 4th of July. It's packed. It's fired up. And that's what makes great racing, is an electric atmosphere, and that's what this whole road course has.
You hit on it, right? Because it is one of those things where there is nothing more all-American than racing and the 4th of July and America, and there's no sport that's better to see in person than motorsports, than racing, than NASCAR. And you talked about the fans too, because bringing them back, I think, is something that you're seeing happen before your very eyes. And so as everybody was on the sidelines during the pandemic, do you think, Steve Letarte, and you've been there when racing was as big as it could get, and every speed where they were building them all around the country, and then there were times where people are thinking, hey, we've got to do something to tweak the sport in order to bring people back. But the excitement is there. I mean, when we hear it for listeners, everyone is so super excited. Do you think NASCAR, maybe, I don't know if it's because of the tweaks or it's because everyone is just excited to get back to life, get back to racing, but it's as strong as ever.
It's as strong as ever. I'm going to tell you, so it started at Nashville. We went there for the first time. Broadway was unbelievable. The track sold out, and you could tell. It was just electric and loud and exciting. Then we went the next week to Pocono for a doubleheader. Pocono sold more camping sites than they had in their history. And you talk about a sea of motorhomes as you look across that 2.5-mile triangle. It looked like a place you wanted to be. And that's the beauty of sports. Sports are supposed to be entertaining. They're supposed to be a family activity. They're supposed to be something you could go with your frat buddies, something you could go with your family reunion, something you could take your kids to. I think that NASCAR delivers all of that, right? Pick a venue that suits your style. pick a location that suits your group and kick back and enjoy. I mean, it's been a lot of fun covering races, but it's way more fun covering them when the fans are back. The fans make all sports. Racing's no different.
There's always been a lot of star power associated with racing and with NASCAR, but now, and you mentioned the fans coming back, some of those fans are some of the biggest names in entertainment, in sports, in all that kind of stuff. Talk a little bit about that. Some of the sort of peripheral and elevated influences getting involved in the sport. We just saw Chip Ganassi sold the NASCAR portion of his racing empire. You've got Michael Jordan coming in. Is that another thing that you see as sort of a testament to either the incoming or just increasing power of racing, specifically NASCAR?
Well, let me start with Michael Jordan, right? Arguably the most recognizable athlete on the face of the globe. You know, an international star has now found a reason to get involved in NASCAR. That's a huge feather in the cap to NASCAR. Then you take Trackhouse Racing. You mentioned they just bought Chip Ganassi's NASCAR footprint. One of the investors in Trackhouse is Pitbull. And he's not just an investor. He's just not a guy throwing money at it from Miami. The guy has been at multiple races. He was out at Nashville. He's engaged. Like, when we walk down pit road, he wants to talk to you. He wants to be interviewed. He's engaged in the sport. That's the key. And then there's just a wave of interest. You know, we have sporting groups like the Fenway Group involved with Roush. You know, there are other major footprints that are there. And we're just talking the ownership group. Forget about the star power that were there. I mean, I felt like we had the top 10 recording artists of all in Nashville.
Right.
You know, we had Luke Combs given the command. We had Cole Swindell was out there. And that's what I see, is it's starting to be the place to be. You know, and that's where everybody wants to go, is where the stars go. And the stars are coming out. The stars have bought in. The stars have ownership. I think it's a great sport to be a part of.
You mentioned Pitbull, of course, like on a street cred on the fan side. You mentioned as well, like your career, you know, in and around and, of course, on the broadcasting side, but starting out as a fan. And for Michael Jordan, too, it isn't just a marketing opportunity or even a dollars opportunity. This guy was, you know, as a kid, like he was at tracks in North Carolina. So he's grown up a fan. So I think to see those deep roots is really great to see. One of the last things, of course, we'll have links up at WGNRadio.com and Road America is our home track as well. But for Steve Letarte, you see, you know, a guy that you worked with for a long time, certainly know very well, was the crew chief for Jeff Gordon, stepping away from the broadcast booth. Of course, you've got many more Emmys to win, Steve Letarte, so we're not saying this is happening anytime soon, but leaving the broadcast side to go back to the racing side, what kind of a message does that say? Is this just something unique about Jeff Gordon and what he wants to maybe accomplish still within the sport, or is this another testament, right, to the popularity of people wanting to get back into it?
So I think really what it is I think this has been a long-term plan for Hendrick Motorsports. I don't know if the timing was ever guaranteed, but, you know, when you look at the ownership, which is really the foundation of NASCAR, it was aging, and I don't think that's a surprise. And what we have seen in the last just few weeks is the average age of the ownership dropping dramatically, and Jeff Gordon now gives the investors, the partners, the sponsors, and Hendrick Motorsports a great, clear vision of what that company is going to become. Jeff and I are great friends. I couldn't be happier for him. He's going to do an amazing job. He's a great leader. Chad Knaus and I are still great friends. He's leading the competition side and doing a nice job. And I think you're going to see that. I think you're going to see some of these owners leaning on people to help guide their companies. I couldn't be more happier for Mr. Hendrick, more happier for Jeff Gordon. Listen, they're having a great year on track. So this is just one more highlight to their year.
Very, very last thing before we let you go. It's not only just about racing and fans, but it's also about backyard grilling and barbecue for Steve Letarte, for the family. Traditionally, what kind of things are you cooking? Are you a barbecue guy? You know, up there at Road America, you're going to have the opportunity to get into some great food, some cheese, some brats, and all that kind of stuff. But typically for a 4th of July holiday weekend, what's on the grill for Steve Letarte?
So listen, you can't go wrong with a standard all beef dog. I'm sorry. I know barbecue's getting all fancy with the green eggs and fancy with the pizza. Just crisp me up a dog, blacken up a dog pretty good with a little mustard, a bun, and some old school potato chips. If I can talk my wife into it, a little potato salad. I'm a simple guy. That's all I need for a good barbecue. But listen, this weekend, it is an amazing weekend. It's the 4th of July. We should celebrate what it's all about. I love seeing everybody out grilling. There's not a better place to be than at the racetrack, and it's a weekend full of racing. I hate that I can't be with my family on the 4th of July, but if I can't be next to them at a grill, there's no place I would rather be in the world than that at a racetrack.
Yeah, you'll have, you know, I don't know, 100,000 family members, family in the world of racing to support you, hand
maybe
you that dog.
Maybe I can find a dog. Hey, I'm going to go to the infield. Maybe I can find me that hot dog up.
I'm sure there'll be dogs aplenty for Steve Letarte. So we'll let you get back to it. Excited for everything going on this weekend. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Thanks again, Steve, for all you do and bring to those broadcasts, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
And thanks for having me. It's so much fun. And tune in. A full weekend of action on NBC.